Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, what, you remember those old commercials, Lee? Where is your teenager right now?
Yeah. Do you know where your kids are?
Yeah. Do you know where your kids are? Yeah. The answer to that today is on the couch with their cell phone.
Yeah.
New study revealed teenagers spend, are you ready for this, an average of 7 hours every day on their smartphones.
Oh, come on. 7 hours?
Yeah. I actually believe that. I have a tween, and let me tell you, she would do that if I let her easily. Reports suggest that 70% of teenagers conceal a portion of their online activity from their parents. They don't even realize it's 7 hours. But it's 7 hours.
And we used to worry about the TV.
Yeah, well, you know, and you look at this, here's the thing. It's not just phones. I mean, it might be computers if it's like, you know, my two younger kids, yeah. They don't have a phone yet. I mean, they are getting their worldview from someone other than you.
Oh, yeah.
7 hours a day. And I get so many. I mean, this is every, I get these around Christmas most years. Oh, my gosh, my kid came home from college. I'm shocked. She's now a Bernie supporter and, you know, fill in the blank here. How did this happen? 7 hours a day on the cell phone. That's how this happened. My daughter, I was coming home and finding her sitting on the couch on the cell phone because she's able to get her homeschool work done.
Yeah.
By the time I get home around noon. And so I very helpfully made her a reading list.
There you go.
Since she has so much time on her hands.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And so we have a whole reading list. We are three books in right now.
Good.
Yeah. We're going to go through all the Newbery Medal Award winners. I was horrified to find out that she had not read Tuck Everlasting or Bridge to Terabithia, which are like two great American classic novels that generations of school kids read. So she just finished Terabithia, and I'm letting her read another book in between, but she's about to start Tuck Everlasting. And her brother has read those in school. He had a different teacher, so I'm having them do their own informal reading group. They love this, by the way.
Good.
I'm kidding.
Well.
Anyway.
You had me going.
Yeah. She's actually reading Hunger Games right now, and I figured that'd be a good one for because there would be references to that in our culture.
Right.
We're going to read Animal Farm later on in the year. In the summer, I'm going to read that one with her.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I just noticed that normally for school she has to read, and that has not been, you know, books. Like, she has to have a book going, and they haven't done that through homeschool, so she's going to read all summer. And it's funny, too, because when you make them read, I love to read. That's how I relax. And she was that way too when she was younger. And she's kind of gotten away from it because the phone is so addictive. The friends are on the phone and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm restoring that for her. So hopefully she'll go back to loving to read. Right now she's not happy with
it. Restoring literacy to the Servatius household.
Yes, I know. One step at a time. So there we go. All right. Meanwhile.
Make America read again.
I'm serious, right? Just get off the dang phone.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So. This whole COVID-19 thing has been full of fakeness. There's so much fakeness with this stuff. And now, guess what else is fake? And this has huge implications. I'm going to explain in a minute. The tests.
Oh, really?
The tests are fake, yeah. They're essentially useless. CDC just admitted this. This is from Forbes. CDC says possibly less than half of positive antibody tests are correct.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, this is big. This is a big deal. Now, you're like, wait, Tara, I already knew that. Yeah, no. If you listen to the show, you know that.
Yeah, exactly.
You knew that weeks ago. And we discovered it when one of our listeners, remember, I don't know if you heard the phone call, he was going to go get one of these tests at ARC Labs. And he read the disclaimer and went, wait, Wait. If I test positive for COVID-19 antibodies, then I might have had COVID-19, or maybe I just had a cold, or maybe I had the flu. Yep, the flu, colds that are not COVID-19 will give you a positive result. The test is useless. It's a mess, basically. And they've got a whole long list of all the other stuff that if you've had it, it'll show you a positive COVID-19, result. Okay, well, here's the problem with this. The line from Democrats in their brainwashing and the mainstream media's brainwashing, CNN, MSNBC, all that, is that the reason we are down 36 million jobs and essentially in a Great Depression is because Trump, who for some wacky and unfathomable reason is the only American whose job it is to get the tests, for some reason it's only Trump can get the test and nobody else can, and he failed. You see, and if he had gotten literally, it would have been billions of tests, right? Because people have to be retested. If Trump had just gotten the billions of tests we need right away, then we could have figured out who could go back to work and we wouldn't be down 36 million jobs. Because Trump failed, though, in getting everybody a free test over and over and over again, because that's what you would have needed to do, then it's his fault that the economy is wrecked. So that's why this is the Trump recession. Okay, that just fell apart. Mm-hmm. Because there's two kinds of tests out there, right? There's, you can catch this thing two ways. Either you actively have it, that's one kind of test. You have it right now. Or the second kind of test, the antibody test. You did have it. And so when Nancy goes on the screen and she's testing, isolation, or you could return to work, she's talking about both. They either got to catch it while you have it actively, that's one of the tests, or the second one, the antibodies test. Well, the antibodies test is useless. The CDC is warning, in fact, if you've gotten a positive result in the antibodies test, that's especially dangerous because you might think you're immune and you may not have had it. You could have just had the flu. The tests are profoundly, fundamentally flawed. So that wrecks the Democrats' argument. Well, if Trump had just tested everybody, we could. No, we wouldn't. Half of the test results, half the positives are not correct. Up to half, test is useless.
And none of this.
So this argument's ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, we could have just tested if we just could have tested. Yeah, we would still wouldn't know anything.
Exactly. And none of this is the administration's fault.
No.
None of this is the medical community's fault, because that's what these things are faulty to begin with. How many times have we heard about getting the flu vaccine and you come to find out that maybe sometimes it's only a third to two thirds effective?
Yeah. And again, I did a won an AP reporting award for a year long investigative report I did on the flu. It was a series of articles that ran nationally many years ago. And unfortunately, in the years after the flu, they'll give you like, say, it's 53% effective this year, 72. Yeah. Well, in the years after, when they get the actual data, they almost always adjust it down. So, yeah. I mean, we've had flu years 20% effective, 14% right. effective. It's a joke. I'm not going to dissuade anybody from getting the flu vaccine, but I'm here to tell you it ain't that effective.
Well, looking down the road, my question is going to be, let's say that there is a CDC-approved vaccine for COVID-19. Are you going to be required to take it in order to work?
Yeah, and the idea of taking it right off the bat is terrifying.
What if
I have audio here basically saying when we rush these things out, they are incredibly dangerous.
What if your insurance company requires you to have it to be continued to be insured?
Yeah, what a mess. It's Drew Pinsky. He said, listen, I think it was I'll find the audio. My computer's on the fritz this morning, but I've got it. And he was saying, listen, we did this in response to a flu in the, I think it was in the 70s. Thousands of people were injured by the vaccine because we rushed it to market too fast. It's a real danger. And I mean, I got to tell you, Lee, after the CDC's latest performance, do you trust them to do anything?
Well, you're talking to somebody who doesn't trust any government agency, nor our own government.
They can't get anything right. Oh, you can get it on surfaces. No, wait, you can't. Oh, no, wait, maybe you can't. I don't know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What better for a largely fake pandemic, at least in terms of death rate, than a fake test to test for the fake flu? Yes. Even the tests are fake. They're essentially useless. Which makes me wonder, if the COVID antibodies test returns false positives, what about the other one? There's two tests. There's one they test for the antibodies. They supposedly could tell you, hey, you had it, you're good, you got immunity. And then there's another one that catches it when you actively have it. There's two tests. So this is about the antibodies test. One of the two the Democrats are pushing. And the left's plan is to blame the collapse of the economy on Trump. And it hinges on this wacky theory that Trump and no one else in America was somehow responsible, was supposed to be personally responsible for getting the billions of tests it would take to test each American again and again. Don't have it now, okay, come back in a week. Don't have it now, okay, come back in a week. And the idea that, you know, once you finally, you know, tested positive for the antibodies, or you took the other test and tested positive for actively having this thing, you would quarantine, and then in 2 weeks, you could go back to work. But because Trump did not do that, and by the way, there were no governors, Democrat or Republican, who could have done this because, well, just because. It sounds good. Well, now we find out antibodies test, useless. In fact, less than useless, according to the CDC. It's dangerous. Because it will give you a positive for COVID-19 if you've had COVID-19. But it'll also give you a positive if you had the flu, if you've had another kind of cold, and a whole list of other variety of viruses. So it's useless. It's absolutely meaningless. But the Democrats are out there claiming, well, see, it's a Trump recession because people could have gone back to work if they could have just had enough tests, but Trump didn't get it done. Well, thank God he didn't. The test is useless, which makes me wonder about the other one. Is that any better? I bet it's not. You know, the one that tests you, says you have it or you don't? Wouldn't be surprised. Will from Greenville. Hey, Will.
Hey, Tara. Thanks for taking my call. You kind of took my question right there. That's, you know, if this antibody test is basically useless, I mean, what about all these? I mean, is the other test that tells you if you're positive or not, if you actively have it, does it just pick up the flu? Does it pick up other strains of coronavirus? I mean, that's how long do you think it'll take for that to come out? Since,
well,
you know, you're pretty much the leading edge on, you know, telling everybody that the antibodies test was useless. I mean, how long do you think it'll take for the other one to be useless?
I don't know. Canada Free Press has reported that they're both useless, but it's the only source I've been able to find. So I haven't used it and kind of waiting for somebody else to back that up. That's why I haven't used it on the air. But this is from Forbes this morning. It was also in the Wall Street Journal. So this is a good source. It's useless. So all of those, thank you for your phone call, all those congressional hearings, well, why did we get to test? When are we going to be there? And it's Trump, it's his fault. He didn't go fast enough. It doesn't matter. Not as far as antibodies go. Doesn't matter. Test is useless. By the way, if you're being required to take this test to return to work, you may want to point this out to your employer. It's a waste of time. Jim in Greenville. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Tara, I'm reading this article right now. I thought I saw it the other day. I'm glad you reminded me. In their key points at the top of the article, can I read one of their key points to you?
Where's this article from?
From Forbes.
Okay, yeah.
The one that you're talking about? Okay, in their 6 points that they have, they call their key, or excuse me, 7 points, the number six. This is particularly dangerous because it could lead to individuals believing they have been infected with the coronavirus and acting as if they have immunity when that is not the case.
Yeah.
Well, the reverse of that is also true. This is dangerous because it could lead to individuals believing they have not been infected and acting as if they do not have immunity when that is not the case. And it is dangerous because, just like you said, if you're going to test false positive for it, you can test false negative at the same time for these antibodies. And you could be treated as someone who needs to be isolated, someone who needs PPE, someone who is restricted from travel because your antibody test says you don't have it. When the reality is, it's the test that's at fault, and I do have it. And this is something that I think that this article should have brought up by having a false test, giving, or rather, whatever test it is, but giving an incorrect answer. I could be perfectly fine, but they're going to treat me as if I am Typhoid Mary.
It's a problem, isn't it?
It's crazy. I was one of the people that ran around screaming, hey, this is bad, because I read all the scary stuff about this. But we no longer have models. We have data, and the data just doesn't back it up.
No, and you know, Jim, here's another problem, too. We've known this for weeks on this show, that the antibodies test was useless. And we knew it because a particularly sharp listener caught it. We've got Arc Point Labs here in Greenville. They're offering the test, and I'm not picking on them. It's the same test no matter where you go get it, what city, doesn't matter. And, weeks ago he called because he'd read the disclaimer. Oh, my God, if I had the flu. Here it is. I'm looking at the disclaimer right now on the antibodies test. Positive results. That means, okay, they told you you got the antibodies. Positive results may be due to past or present infection with non-COVID-2 coronavirus. That's the COVID-19. That's the current coronavirus. Such as coronavirus HKU1, NL63, OC43, or 229E. So in other words, if you've had a cold in the past, you may test positive coronavirus antibodies, and you don't have them. Not for COVID-19. So the crazy thing is that the CDC just came out with this week. This has been out there for a long time. I mean, it's weeks ago. I'd go back and look when the caller called. They had to have known this, but they didn't say anything. Why? Oh, to help the Democrats. The Democrats are all over the television. Let me tell you, my whole family's weaponized with this. If Trump had just tested people earlier, then they wouldn't be dead. How? How would that stop death? Because we would know. Well, no. Sorry, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't. In fact, we'd have people walking around, yeah, I got the antibodies. I can go back to work. Turns out you got the antibodies for the flu, not COVID-19. But the Democrats are using this to claim the economy had to shut down because people couldn't return to work because people couldn't get tests to know that they were in the clear. Well, again, half the testing regime is the antibodies testing. And it's useless. Yeah, it's everything about this is fake. It's all fake. Fake tests that are useless. Fake death statistics. Oh, guess what? About those death statistics. Yeah, the ones that say we've hit 100,000. Honestly, nobody knows. Get this. I'll tell you what states are including, are you ready for this? Shooting deaths in their COVID-19 numbers.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, you got to get up. It's Thursday, but the good news is that means tomorrow's Friday, which means we're almost at the weekend. You can do it. All right. So we got fake tests for a fake pandemic. And by fake, I don't mean that the COVID's fake. I mean that the scare is fake. They have created a perception you're much more likely to die of this than you actually are. Again, according to the CDC this week, I can't say this enough times. If you are 50 and under, your chance of dying of COVID-19 is half your chance of dying of the flu in any given flu season. And which is my way of saying it ain't going to happen. If you're 64 and under, your chance of dying, 50 to 64, I should say, your chance of dying of COVID-19 is still tiny. Yep. It is roughly 2.6. About the same as a severe seasonal flu. We have about one of those every decade. Media is still not hip on telling you that. But the CDC did earlier this week. It's why you listen to the show, so you'll know what is actually going on. And so today, as the media talks about hitting the 100,000 death mark from COVID-19, a couple problems with this. Washington State just admitted that it has included multiple, are you ready for this, shooting deaths in the COVID-19 numbers. Multiple shooting deaths. How'd that happen? New report reveals 80% of coronavirus deaths listed in Washington State. This is what I keep telling you. List some variation of COVID-19 in one of the causes of death. In other words, there are more than one cause of death. Now, is this incorrect? No. The CDC's coding guidelines for COVID-19, there's nothing else like them. We don't code flu this way. We don't code anything else this way. It mandates fraud. It mandates fraud. If you had COVID-19, the other causes of death don't count. And remember, you don't actually have to have COVID-19 to be a COVID-19 death. You don't have to have a test. If they merely suspect that you died of COVID-19, they can code you that way. That's how this is happening. And remember, let me refresh you on this. This is Dr. Scott Jensen on Laura Ingraham. And by the way, he was the Family Doctor of the Year in Illinois. So definitely an individual who is credible. He's a Family Doctor of the Year in 2016 for the state. And he says he's never seen anything like this.
Let's just take influenza. If I have a patient died a month ago, had fever, cough, and died after 3 days, and maybe had been an elderly, fragile individual, and there happened to be an influenza epidemic around our community, I wouldn't put influenza on the death certificate, and I've never been encouraged to do so. I would put probably... respiratory arrest would be the top line, and the underlying cause of disease would be pneumonia. And in the contributing factors, I might well put emphysema or congestive heart failure. But I would never put influenza down as the underlying cause of death. And yet that's what we're being asked to do here.
Yeah, it's a problem. And he says that, essentially it's being incentivized with the money.
Anytime healthcare intersects with dollars, it gets awkward. Right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you'll get paid $13,000. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, three times as much. Nobody can tell me after 35 years in the world of medicine that sometimes those kinds of things impact on what we do.
Of course it does. And as we reach 100,000 deaths in this country, keep this in mind. We just had the supervisor of San Diego admit that just Six of their COVID deaths, roughly 3.1%, were true COVID deaths. The rest were people who died with COVID. But they died of other stuff. They were the contributing factors. So that would mean, if that is what is going on nationwide, well, about 3,000 of these 100,000 deaths are true COVID deaths. And now we're seeing this in Washington State, where they have now admitted, they're not the first state to do this, they have coded shooting deaths, like with a gun, as COVID deaths. Over 80% of coronavirus deaths listed in Washington State list some variation of COVID-19 in one of the causes of death. Yet if COVID-19 goes on the death certificate, it is counted as a COVID death. We saw this right here in Greenville. We had Philip Allen, a Common Sense Retirement Planning on, and he handles a lot of retirement accounts. And so to close them out, he needs a death certificate. And he had a client. I don't know if you heard the interview. I saw his death certificate. He had a client who was also a good friend. Guy had been battling cancer for years, was super sad. And he went into the hospital for the last time. And when he went into the hospital, he was tested for COVID-19, came out negative. Goes into the hospital, eventually tests positive, then he dies. Had battled cancer for years. Guess what they coded it? COVID-19 death. We probably reported it on the air here. God, that COVID's scary. Yes, it's cancer, which is what he actually died of. So when Philip got the death certificate, which he showed to me, he was gobsmacked because, he got it in the course of business. He needs the death certificate to close out the accounts. He was gobsmacked to see COVID-19 listed as the cause of death. He'd watched his friend die of cancer for a couple of years. This is the junk that's going on. Texter writes, I think the Minnesota riots, we'll get to that in a bit, have effectively canceled coronavirus. I'm still waiting on the pearl-clutching pinkos to decry the looters' lack of social distancing, although many were masked. I guess that makes sense. I mean, if you're going to riot and wreck a business that had nothing to do with what you're mad about, but it just makes you feel good, I'd probably put on a mask for that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, can you post on your Facebook page a link to the CDC death rates that you just mentioned? Yes, it's up there. I post a lot, so you may have to scroll down, I don't know, 5-10 posts, but it's all there. It's the Reason.com article on it. It is amazing. By the way, you say you'd love to share it. It is amazing that the CDC has come out with this. Have you seen this? The media paid a lot of attention to the CDC finally admitting, oh, hey, it doesn't pass very well on surfaces this week, but totally ignored the part where they adjusted the death rate way down. Interesting, huh? Doesn't fit the narrative, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, the Washington State has included deaths from gunshot wounds as COVID-19 deaths, while 80% of COVID-19 deaths list some variation of COVID-19 in one of the causes of death. Today, officials at the Washington State Department of Health confirmed that the state is counting in its COVID-19 death total the deaths of persons who tested positive for the virus, but died of other causes. Got that? But died of other causes, just like the guy here in Greenville who had the cancer. God bless him. In remarks made during a telephone press briefing, DOH officials from Washington State even acknowledged knowingly including multiple deaths caused by gunshot wounds in the state's COVID-19 fatality count. It's fake. The tests are fake. The pandemic's fake. The death rate's fake. It's all fake. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, shall we? Texter writes, oh, where did this go? Where did we go? There was a darn it great one of these. Yeah, and y'all got all fired up, and then now I can't find it. All right, that happens. Yeah, about folks, I mean, the folks who were like, well, what can I do to make myself feel better in Minnesota about a shooting I disagree with, think was abominable? I know. I'll help myself to some baby formula from the Target. That'll make me feel better. It'll send a real message. No one kills me. This happens over and over again. The riots. It's the part where they stand back and let it happen. Because people might get mad if the police crack down on the riots. I'm sorry, I have no idea what Target had to do with this shooting. None whatsoever, neither does anybody else. But you know what? We do this. Anyway, really frustrating. Incredibly frustrating. Texter writes, mandatory flu shots are not new. I worked in a hospital-owned rehab center for several years. The last 3 years I was there, shot was mandatory to work there. I was a clinical therapist, refused the shot, so I was required to wear a mask for several months. Yuck. Texter writes, Tara, I was at the coast this weekend. I am mad at how many out-of-state people were there. We get reopened and have people coming in from states still shut down. Hey, Mick, you, McMaster, you could have kept the state out of state people out. Next, another texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Thank you for keeping us informed. Helps us know when our liberal friends are being ridiculous. All right, let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with William in Fountain Inn. Hey, William.
Hey, Tara. So if doctors and hospitals can get away with blaming COVID for deaths that are, you know, suspicious, could defense attorneys use that? Specifically, George Floyd. Suppose he died with the coronavirus. Could those police officers, defense attorney, use that and say, no, he really didn't die from their actions. He had the virus.
No, because they do not have liberal privilege. So, no, they wouldn't get away with that.
Well, liberal privilege, okay.
Right, well. Yeah, so. It says there's an asterisk there you must have missed. It won't work. But you know, for anything else it could. It could, you know, I mean, if it's not a whole high-profile shooting that the Democrats need to turn voters out. Texter writes, Tara, my guess would be that California and Illinois are also including COVID deaths. And they're, I think they mean gun deaths in their COVID deaths. I don't know, but I know Washington State is, and they're not the first. Texter writes, the antibodies test, which we have learned this morning, is fake. Folks, if the test gets it wrong half the time, I mean, honestly, you'd be better off flipping a coin, would you not? Just flip the coin. Nah, don't bother with that test. You don't want to get stuck anyway. You'll bleed out your finger. Just come over here. I got a coin. Yeah, right over here. Come over here. Okay, I'm going to press it to your forehead. Hold for 3 seconds. Flip it. There you go. You'd be like, no, wait, I didn't pay for that. Well, I mean, it's as accurate as the test. The CDC finally tells us. Finally. What a joke. Texter writes, when you have a fake pandemic, you need fake tests to claim whatever results you need at the moment. Texter writes, Tara gave blood last week and they gave a free antibody test. Came back negative. Is that the test you're talking about? Yes. But if you want to read about it, it's on my Facebook page. It's from Forbes. Wall Street Journal covered it too. CDC finally admitting that the antibodies test is fake. Well, it's not really fake. They didn't use that word. It's just useless. I mean, it looks real. But the problem is if you've had the flu or any number of other colds, it comes back with a positive result that you have COVID-19 antibodies. Even though you never had COVID-19. That happens like half the time. It's a joke. What a total joke. Okay. So it's not to confuse everyone listening this morning. There's two tests, okay? There's the antibodies test, which is supposed to tell you, hey, you had it. You're good. And then there's the other test. That's the one you do at these, you know, Prisma drive-thrus where they swab your nose and they'll tell you if you actively have it. So there's two separate tests. The test I'm talking about that we now know is so useless it's practically fake is the antibodies test. CDC has just admitted that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.